Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Whitey with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Heather, Karen, and Jeremy from the Warsaw Wayne Fire Territory. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Now, you guys have a really cool event coming up here on September 14th called Family Safety Day. Can you kind of tell me where this started and what was the impetus behind this and what your plans are for September 14th?
Yeah, absolutely. So looking back in our records, in about 2004, a group of moms and local community members got together and wanted to create an event to, highlight some safety concerns and get families in contact with those resources that can help. So initially what sparked it was one of their daughter's Halloween costumes caught fire.
Oh my.
And it was something that they weren't aware of. So they wanted to kind of spread that awareness. And then transitioning to 2006, the Warsaw Wayne Fire Territory took over the event. Mm-hmm. And then we've kind of grown it since then to what it is today. So
what do you have planned for the 14th?
So we have a few big events. We have a junior firefighter challenge. It's like an obstacle course that we set up with the kids for the gear and different firefighting activities, just on a smaller scale for the children to enjoy, show them a little bit about what we do every day.
Oh, that's fun. I want to do that.
The Lutheran Kosciuszko is bringing their gummy worm surgery center. So it's actually like a camera, and you can do a surgery and try to remove gummy worms from a mannequin.
Okay.
So that's always a big hit, because then you get the gummy worms to eat at the end.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. Kosciuszko REMC is bringing their high voltage demonstration. So it's pretty much a big trailer that they can show you the dangers of transformers and high voltage lines. And they fry some hot dogs just to prove a point.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, on the lines. It's pretty neat. We have all sorts of emergency vehicles. Obviously, lots of police trucks, or fire trucks, police cars, DNR, wreckers. There's going to be a little bit from every walk of life in the emergency response field.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have our CARES tent, community resource tent, with all sorts of different vendors and information. And so those are just some of the highlights. Dive team. That's another big one, big hit. Dive team will have their boats there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I guess we should talk about where is this on September 14th and what time?
Yep, the Warsaw Central Park from 11 to 3 on Saturday, September 14th.
Okay.
Then we'll have helicopters. We'll have one helicopter from 11 to 1 and then a different helicopter from 1 to 3.
Oh, my goodness.
So we have
goodness.
Parkview and Lutheran.
Wow.
We'll both be on the ground at different times. That's always a big one for the kids to enjoy.
Oh, yeah,
watch them
I
take
bet.
Off and land. And,
And are you having a Jaws demonstration?
Demonstration. We plan on having two cars donated. It'll be in the parking lot, and our on-duty crews will cut the car up to demonstrate what it's like if you're actually in a bad car accident and need extricated.
Yeah. What? Who are your sponsors?
So Lutheran is one of the largest sponsors. REMC, both of those have been sponsors for several years. This year, Bowen Center, Wildman, Family Express, Fellowship Missions, the local firefighter union 5461, Indiana American Water, the Dane and Mary Louise Miller Foundation, Kraus, and News Now are all some of the sponsors.
Well, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So how do people get their kids involved and how do people get involved?
You just show up. It's an all-free event. There will be Bounce House. There's Kona Ice will be there with that. It's some different things from previous years that Heather has brought into it. Just show up and have fun. Hopefully the weather's nice and
like
enjoy
Karen
the
said,
day.
Everything's free. Our goal has been, since we've taken this over, it's a free day for everybody, free activities, free giveaways, free everything. This year we had a Kona Ice. They're giving away free Kona Ice.
Oh, wow.
So that's a new thing this year.
Yeah.
Thanks to all of our great sponsors. But everything is free, so we definitely want to push that information.
Wow. Yeah. So, well, thank you so much for doing this for the community. Who knows how many lives you will save in the future by educating everybody on safety. It's something that we take for granted.
Something you can't put a number on.
Yeah, and something you don't think about until something bad happens.
Sure.
And then But thank you for doing this. And yes, come on down the Central Warsaw Central Park on Saturday, September 14th from 11 to 3 o'clock. Was there something else you'd like to mention?
So we have some giveaways that we do at the event. We give away some bikes, some car seats, and then we're also doing safety baskets. We're giving away two safety baskets that will have like fire extinguishers, smoke detectors, flashlights, just kind of those safety essentials. And again, those are free. They are raffle style. So I believe the Monday following the event, we draw the names and then we contact those who won those. So there's some fun giveaways too.
Yes. Well, thank you. And thank you for, I don't want to take it for granted. Thanks for all you do for the Warsaw Wind Fire Territory. Also kind of the unsung heroes, 24 hours a day on call, and keeping us safe. So thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley again with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of Biz Buzz. Today, I'm delighted to be with James and Nancy from Orange Rose Services. Welcome, guys.
Thank you, Scott.
It's great to be here.
But first of all, Orange Rose Services, you're not selling orange roses. So give us a little idea of what Orange Rose Services is.
That's a great question, Scott. So Orange Rose Services started, it actually came, we had a business, it was cleaning service, mm-hmm. and then we were going to go off into house cleaning. Mm-hmm. And I went to meet with a client, and I realized he had just, his spouse had just passed away like 6 months earlier. And as I was going through his house, I realized the trust that was imparted into me. And so I wanted to leave. When we were cleaning houses, I wanted to leave a little token of, you know, opening your homes and having trust. I wanted to leave a little token behind. Mm-hmm. And so I thought a rose is one of those really wonderful, you know, shows of yeah. that. And so in doing that, I actually looked up the definitions of roses. Mm-hmm. And the orange rose stands for passion. So fast forward today, what Orange Rose Services does is we call forth from leaders, from doormat into mobilization. And it's really when a leader gets stuck, it's really because they've lost their passion or their purpose. And so that's what Orange Rose Service stands for.
So you are a coaching, a business
yes.
coaching.
Yes.
But not consulting. You said there's a difference.
There's a difference.
Tell us that difference.
So consulting is I'm coming in as the expert, and I'm basically telling you what you can and cannot do. Mm-hmm. Coaching is I'm asking you questions because the questions lie within you. Mm-hmm. But when we are in a position where we don't know what is here or how did I get here, mm-hmm. oftentimes we can just look in front of us and that's all we see. Mm-hmm. But all we do as coaches is we listen to you, we hear what you're saying, and then ask you questions that you might not have even thought about. And understanding, because we believe very clearly the tools are within you. Mm-hmm. You just have to have someone to call them out. Mm-hmm. So that's why we call forth, yes.
Okay. So your clients, are they business owners? Are they leaders of every type? Do you do like consulting with whole like first, second shifts? How do you start this process?
So our process, that's a great question, Scott. Our process is we do individual coaching, and we do leaders in, and pretty much a leader is defined as a person who really wants to, is hungry, wants change, is passion driven, knows their purpose. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. When you talk about businesses, we do leaders on businesses, but mm-hmm. they would have to be on the top, because we believe that the top is where the change starts, mm-hmm. and it comes down to it flows down. Mm-hmm. It's a ripple effect.
Right.
So we do the top. Yeah, on that. We do offer for as far as leader staff, we would offer an emotional profile mm-hmm. that they can take an assessment to see how they show up. And then we can also teach them, you know, why they're accessing the emotions that they're accessing, mm-hmm. especially when, you know, when dates are being met or, you know, the stakes are high, mm-hmm. then our true selves tend to emerge. And we tend to have a box around us, a protection. When I understand why I'm accessing the emotions I'm accessing, mm-hmm. I can then have the ability to understand why you're accessing your emotions. So mm-hmm. therefore, you're not my enemy anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you mentioned earlier on our conversation, you mentioned so many times maybe there's a supervisor and just cannot communicate with a certain employee, even though they're a great employee, mm-hmm. but there's just friction there, or there's just it's awkward.
Yes.
So you can help figure out what's going on there and help them move past that?
Yes. I love that. When we have clients who say that, you know, I just have this person that's just so hard to get along with. And again, through questioning and everything like that, it's not necessarily that person doesn't have that kind of power. It's you. It's really you. Understanding who I am then gives me the ability to understand where the other person mm-hmm. is coming from. Oftentimes, we tend to have, again, like I said, a protection around us. Mm-hmm. So when we have an employee that we really like, but we're going head-to-head with that employee, it's not necessarily the employee we're going head-to-head with. It's our emotions, because mm-hmm. both of them are invested. When I have an employee that's actually just as invested in a project as I am, mm-hmm. and I'm coming in there, If I basically am coming, I'm feeling the urgency, mm-hmm. correct? And I put that onto that employee is going to come back at me. Because, again, they're feeling the same urgency. They're mm-hmm. invested. And I miss the point that they're just invested as mm-hmm. I am. But if I'm saying, who am I? If I know who I am, mm-hmm. I don't have to come in there and say, hey, why is this not happening? Mm-hmm. I can then come in with the question of curiosity. Mm-hmm. And if we become curious about everyone around us, the world changes. Mm-hmm. But if we're defensive around everyone, then obviously defense against defense. We don't get anywhere.
Mm-hmm. That sounds fantastic. So I want to get in touch with you guys. What's the best way to get in touch with you guys?
The best way to get in touch with us would be James's email, james@orangeroseservices.com, or James's cell phone number. And James, you can go ahead and give that cell phone number.
574-536-5753.
Okay, or if you can't remember that, they're members of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. You can call us and we'll get you in touch with them. Now, James, you made a great analogy. You put your hand in front of your face and you mm-hmm. said, sometimes you got to look in the mirror instead of just looking around and blaming other people. Mm-hmm. Explain that to me for our viewers.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. A lot of that comes from personal experience. Sometimes we're so focused on, it could be trauma, feelings, but we only see this, and we're feeling this, but we don't know what this is. Mm-hmm. And we can even, somebody could hit me on a bet, hit me, and I'm going to respond. I don't even know why I'm doing that. Mm-hmm. So if I remove that hand from my face, mm-hmm. they're not bad people. The situation isn't bad, mm-hmm. but I'm so emotionally mm-hmm. stuck mm-hmm. that it helps to move that hand and say, wait a minute, what sure. are you feeling?
Sure.
What's happening? What's going on there? That's the huge piece of a coach, is move that hand mm-hmm. so you can see the big picture. Mm-hmm. And as leaders, we want to see the big picture. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we can get so focused on one sure. issue, and that's all we see.
Yep.
If you remember, I did mechanics when I was younger, mm-hmm. and I would be working on a wrench and a troubleshooting problem in the engine.
Right.
And I'd be till 4 in the morning and didn't figure it out, right?
Right.
Next morning, I would just want to, and sometimes God tells me, go to bed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you're overthinking. Right. Next morning, you wake up, and there's a problem right in front of you. That's yeah. the hand in front of your face.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've done that on restoring a motorcycle once. I remember, could not figure it out, could not get a stupid bolt off. I was going to get a welder out, heat it up, torch it. Then it just, I took a break, and then it dawned on me, there were reverse threads.
They're simple. And that's what happens when we get in place emotionally as leaders. Because, again, a leader that's not emotionally involved is not a leader, right? You can't lead without passion.
Right.
So we get that, and we're involved, but we just take a step back. What am I feeling?
Well, it sounds like, especially in the world we live in right now, with all the turmoil mm. and all the division in our country, and it's just
yes,
and everybody gets so easily offended nowadays.
Oh yes,
it's like
there's that word.
they need you guys more than ever. So tell us once again how to get in touch with you.
OrangeRoseServices.com. James@OrangeRoseServices.com, right? And then my personal cell number, 574-536-5753, and call anytime.
Great. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, James, for joining us this morning. And please, if you're listening to this and you need some help, give them a call.
Thank you, Scott.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.